96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day. This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation.
The Foundation of Hearts Grant is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, Commonwealth Bank, Doctors Hospital, Epic Battle,
as soon as I saw myself,
Service, Jasmine Gardens, Collect, Popeyes, Pinder Tao, Prince Masters, Ron's Electric Motors, and the Water and Sewage Corporation.
The Foundation. The Foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this absolutely gorgeous Monday afternoon, February 17th, 2025, in the land of the living. I hope you guys are doing well out there. I hope you had a good weekend. I hope you had time to kind of rest your mind and, prepare yourself for the next week, or, at least focus on some things that you want to do, be able to get those things together and do that. I hope you guys had a good weekend, man. I didn't hear much. I know they sent me some lists. We can talk about them lists today. I know they sent me some lists. and then they send it back and they say, fake news, splatter all over the thing. I'm not going to fight you. We can talk about that today and dive into that, right? But before I do that, I got to shout out my good, decent people over at AFS, insurance agents and brokers. They got everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out. Get yourself prepared. Get your car insured in preparation to get that thing licensed so you can be able to move out and about here in the city of Nassau. And, we don't talk about this much, but if you're listening to me from Freeport, they do have a subdivision, an office available. I got to ask Ethric about how they do those particular things, but it's in Freeport also. It's AFS, insurance agents and brokers. And I always have to be absolutely honest. I like to be transparent with you. If there is a product or service that is offered on my show for many reasons, and this morning I come to understand what another reason would be, but many a reason, I always do my best to utilize those particular services to find out what these persons offer, to see the level of your customer service, to see whether or not I can tell you, please don't come back to my place, right? I always do that. I just want to be very clear with you. And so I want to let you know that there is professionalism that exists at AFS Insurance Agents and Brokers. All my vehicles and the ones that I intend to get are insured with those particular guys. They can take good care of you in that area. Make sure you go check them out. 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. Ask for Ethric Bowe or my good friend, Mr. Richardson. They could be able to take very good care of you. They're proactive. And so as soon as you get into that particular rhythm and they know that you're a client, they know that you're a customer, they get that thing prepared for you when you walk through the door. So check them out, 341-1AFS, 341-1AFS. They get everything laid out for you. Make sure you go and check them out in those particular areas, and they can take very good care of you in that area. Also, guys, I've been talking to you about this. Now, Teresa said to me that a lot of you all are reaching out to her. I don't know whether or not that means you're making bookings. But we've been talking about this. This is especially after post-Valentine's Day, right? You then eat all what you can eat. You had all kind of lobster and shrimp. And I know what you had, right? Lobster and shrimp and kisses, right? The little chocolate kisses and Hershey's and whatever you had. It's important that you have a good bowel movement. And a lot of persons don't necessarily do that. You know, especially our women out there, you know, they won't talk to you about it. You know, they kind of shy off of it. And they say, child, I ain't going in 3 days, 4 days, 5 days, 1 week, 2 weeks. Jesus, best you still living? You out here looking like a corpse, like a zombie. Fix that and get those particular things taken care of. There are some issues that, you know, don't go before you that hereditary, that are as a result of something that you ate that has to do with age. And for you to be able to get this kind of a kickstart that you're looking for you to be able to get that realignment that you're looking for you to be able to get yourself the metabolism going again, to get that fat burning and all those things, that you got to clear out your gut. Go and get the hydrocolonic. You want to be able to do that over at Cocoa Plum Wellness Bahamas. Cocoa Plum Wellness Bahamas, Dr. Teresa Adderley, she can be able to take very good care of you in those areas. And she'd be more than happy to assist you with one of a kind, state-of-the-art, hydrocolonic machine that is angled strategically at a 45 degree. I think it's 45 degree. I could be wrong. Maybe it'd be 37 degrees, but it looked like a 45 degree when I went in. And that thing is designed for you to be able to lean just at the right angle so all of your waste could be able to be evacuated once they be able to give you the therapy that you're looking for to be able to get those things done. You want to set this up, man. You've been dealing with this for a long time. Your girlfriend been grogging. Your husband don't know what he want. He always feel bad, slothful, slow after that, got gas, all these particular things. This is as a result of what we're eating and the bacteria that exists within us. You want to go down there and get this thing. This ain't nothing hard. This ain't invasive. This ain't, you know, a lot of men are fearful and they equate this invasive thing, this quote-unquote invasive concept, similar to the fact that you need to be able to get your colon checked, right? To be able to get to check yourself annually as men. And you figure, well, you know, I ain't let no man do that to me. I don't know. We got to get ourselves broken out of this cultural concept and idea of invasion and always being able to put this kind of perverse mindset on it. This is for our health, guys. And so for men, go down there, give her a call. The number is 445-8111. 445-8111. Or you can definitely be able to check her out at www.cocoplumwellnessbahamas.com. Make your booking. On Mondays, 25% off. On Fridays, 25% off. And on the 25th of every month of 2025, it will be 50% off. Just let them know that you heard that information here on the foundation, and they'd be more than happy to accommodate you with that. So guys, get that taken care of and fix that up. Now, remember now, this is something that we've been pushing here and been talking about for a long time. And we want y'all to be able to always stay in line with what we're doing as we continue to be able to celebrate 242 Day on Monday, February 24th, and every 24th of February, the 24th day of the second month, show your Bahamian pride. Show your Bahamian pride. Fly your Bahamian flags. Wear Bahamas flag colors. Eat Bahamian foods. Create and listen to Bahamian music. Donate in sequence of 242. That's $242 if you want to be able to do that. Oh, we're not going to fight you for the zero between the 2 and 42. If you want to do $2,042, we're going to fight you. But make sure that you do that. Donate in these particular sequences or do something 242 times. Praise God. This is not the 14th of February because that would be exhausting. Let's be decent. So it says do something 242 times or 2.42 times. This sounds like up my alley. 2.42 times, right? Merchants consider pricing items at $2.42 or $24.20 or $242, etc. Let's have fun with this on our 242 day, February 24th, 2025, right? We can be able to do that, right, guys? So we can talk about those things when we get back from the break. At 1 o'clock, I'll tell you a little bit more about Kalik Victory Celebration. We've been talking about that, so we're going to dive into that at the 1 o'clock hour. But I got to talk to you about these. Make sure you pick up the Guardian newspaper and see exactly what's going on. China flag is flying right up there on the right-hand corner of these particular things. This is a lot that's going on. You can be able to pick this up. It's hard to be able to talk about these. This is ex-CID chief, the lawyer and the cop to learn trial date. The embassy official decries the China's malign influence, and Pintar defers comment on marital rape issues. Also, keep China coerced at bay, right? Keep China at bay. This is the Caribbean. This is a key pillar of the U.S. national security. This is a lot. This is a lot for us to be able to talk about. And this is something that I actually expected as a result of what we're being able to see from a U.S. standpoint with the aggression that's being able to be put down. I don't know if you see J.D. Vance being able to speak at, I can't remember what summit he was at the other day, but his tone was incredible in terms of being able to separate the United States of America for the incompetence. That's how he kind of framed it. The incompetence that's happening for the world over, and the expectation that we can be able to always go along with the get along. And at this particular juncture, we refuse to. We refuse to being able to do that. So several members of the U.S. Congress, Secretary of State Marco Rubio, urging the high-level delegation to be sent to the 48th regular meeting of the heads of government for the Caribbean Community, CARICOM, citing that the importance of the region and security, the economic purposes, and the need to prevent and I'm so sorry about this. I have this kind of a thing. Don't fight me, right? The need to prevent the coercion, I know I pronounced that right, by China. See, the regular meeting will provide the United States of America the opportunity to deepen its commitment to the mutually beneficial diplomatic, energy, and economic and security ties with the partners of the Caribbean and region. The letter reads, this is what it says, is the letter has been signed by the Congress, Juan Castro, who is a member of the House of the Foreign Affairs and the Subcommittee of the Western Hemisphere, Congressman Gregory Meeks. This is the information that we have in these particular areas. Now, we've seen America taking on a very aggressive approach to being able to deal with some things. I just want to be very clear with you. We saw J.D. Vance being able to take on that kind of a tone. We saw the President of the United States of America taking on that tone with the aggressive orders that he's been signing, so forth and so on. It seems as though America is really separating itself and really being able to harvest its power that's been disseminated through this concept and idea of democracy through the world over. It's seeking to harvest it again. That's what it looked like to me. Whatever dividends that has been paid the world over for the concept and idea of liberty to abound in spaces outside of America, it seems as though Donald Trump is calling in those favors to bring the power back and the recognition back to America. This concept and idea of make America great again, which I thought existed within the confines of America, within the confines of North America, more specifically the United States of America, has obviously spilled out in casual conversation about Canada, has obviously spilled out in this sort of, this salacious idea that we thought was sort of a flippant idea and just sort of a quirk by the President of the United States of America about Mexico has now started to take formality. Even Google has taken on this kind of position of being able to rename Mexico, the Gulf of Mexico, the Gulf of America. We've seen this kind of a language and this posture taken by being able to reclaim the Panama Canal. We've seen this gentrification spill the world over, where there has been conversations with Netanyahu, who's meek, humble, mild, and his posture has been to discredit the former administration in Joe Biden and talk about the strength that exists within Donald Trump and simultaneously genuflect to this concept and idea that the Gaza Strip will be taken over, right? They didn't say bought. They didn't say, you know, given. It said taken over in a management concept, I guess, by America. And Trump simultaneously spilling into his real estate days and this real estate concept about being able to reclaim the Gaza Strip, or, you know, take the Gaza Strip over and make it the Riviera of the Middle East. This is what we've been seeing. This is what has happened over the course of the past, I don't know, since the inception or the inauguration, and it seems as though his 100 days has significant weight to it. And that the executive orders that are being, whether it's the tariffs, the executive orders that are being penned within America to make America great again, it seems as though it is having effect on the world. And I can't even say just the region. I can't even say just the, it seems as though it has a significant effect, or it's having a significant effect on the entire world. This is crazy. And as we look at these particular things, we know that China has simultaneously been harvesting finances or capital from America to always, they have American reserves. They sitting on that thing and showing themselves, not necessarily boasting about the global power that they have, but always quietly being able to put themselves in this position to show that we sustain, maintain, retain a level of power that we don't have to boast about. We also have significant relationships that we don't necessarily have to show you now, but once we tap into it, you could see that we've been doing this 100-year work, this marathon that they've been working on for a very long time. I think America has been wrapped in this idea of democracy and being able to disseminate that throughout the world over, this idea of liberty and, you know, stepping over each territory's sovereignty, each territory's commitment to get to their global objective of being able to be a superpower. And they've lost a great deal of the respect. They've lost a great deal of the power. And now it seems as though that President Trump, in his particular capacity, is seeking to harvest that. Even the, you know, the deposit that's been made in the early days, just trying to be able to revive that and remind these subsectors and these regions of what America has done for you. When he started to talk about the Panama Canal, he went all the way back. He didn't talk about the massacre. He never talks about the deaths associated with these particular things in terms of the acquisition that America seeks to be able to get. But he also talks about this kind of an idea that we've done this, we've done that. So he's seeking to be able to travel this route of nostalgia to get to a position to remind you of what needs to be able to happen like this. This is going to be a rough 4 years for, I think, the world. And I think the only thing that can be able to help us, this is me, this is Howard, the only thing that can help us is this idea of being able to have conviction within the confines of our own borders, that we have to hold on to our sovereignty with both hands and remind ourselves of our conviction and our strength. Now, that may be difficult, especially for leaders who have been there for some time. Let's take the Bahamas more specifically. Leaders who've been there for some time, you may be contaminated by the power or the illusion of power. You may be contaminated by it. And so when America starts to push, you may continue to be, or you may quickly genuflect and fall and not stand strong with the sovereignty of who we are as a nation, as a people, simply because you've enjoyed the luxuries of this perceived democracy that's been sold to us. Come on, how I talk it. Yeah, we have leaders that are strategically in place in this country that have played both sides of the fence, whether that's China, whether that's America, whether that is the foreign, the foreign lender, whoever these particular persons are, wielding funds, cash, capital, concepts, and ideas for growth, you tend to be able to gravitate towards those things, rejecting the Bahamian people. And now with a global shift, you're required to come back to the only thing you ever had, which is us. But you don't even know how to stand for us anymore. And so as soon as someone, you know, raised their voice at you, you're quickly to be able to kind of move with that, because you never knew the strength that we had. We never tested our strength. We did nothing for these particular things. Nothing. But it will be tested. This is only based upon what I'm seeing and based upon the relationships that we have with China and the relationships that we have with America. Our strength and sovereignty in this country will be tested. This is what I believe. This is based on what I'm seeing. This is what I'm seeing the world over. Our strength and sovereignty will be tested. And so it goes right back to leadership and finding out whether or not our leaders have the conviction, the strength, to make a decision for something that would benefit the Bahamian people as a whole. Let's talk about that, guys. The line's going to be wide open. I want you guys to join me. The lines are wide open today, so let's do that. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the Family of Islands, 242-300-5720. Hit me up, 422-4796. Quick break, guys. Going to be right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The Foundation.
Everything is bigger and better at Burger King Nassau. When you have a big appetite, BK has a royal deal for you. Get a flame-grilled double Big King Jr. or an original chicken sandwich, plus four chicken nuggets, small fries, a drink, and a fresh baked cookie for only $9.95, including VAT. The royal deal was built for a big appetite. And at $9.95, including VAT, it's a steal of a deal. Go big and enjoy the BK flavors you love with the $9.95 royal deal at Burger King Nassau.
Fall in love with your water service this February with the Water and Sewage Corporation Sweet Savings Campaign. Pay your bill in full on or before the due date. Complete the entry form and we'll sweeten the deal with a 5% discount on your next bill. That's right, save some sweet cash just by keeping your account current. It's simple, it's easy, and it's our way of saying thank you for being a valued customer. Don't miss out. Offer runs from February 1st to the 28th. Show your water service some love and enjoy the savings that come with it. Visit our website at wsc.com.bs today to learn more. Pay in full, save more. It's that simple with sweet savings. The Water and Sewage Corporation, refreshing your life with sweet savings this Valentine's Day.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant and your company, The Foundation, live in here. In full effect, being able to jam the way that we do on a regular basis, talking about what's happening from a national perspective. And just being able to talk about these things. Now, this it's a peculiar thing that's happening out here. It's a peculiar thing that's happening out here. We have genuflected. Make sure you pick up the papers and see exactly what's what. Talking about keep China coercion or this kind of influence at bay, right? This kind of an idea of being able to pull you into one thing, the coercion at bay. keep them at bay, and then talk about the Caribbean. Caribbean, a key pillar of the U.S. national security. This is peculiar that they have taken on this kind of position. I'm telling you. It's peculiar that they would take on this position. This is in my view. And I know that they're not necessarily afar off as we listen to this, but it's peculiar that during the Obama administration, we continue to be able to agitate for an ambassador. And we got Chargé d'Affaires, great people. We're not fighting them. But we wanted to be able to strengthen our relationship. Not until Wayne Monroe came in and found himself in the position of leadership in this country, of national security, that he's kind of taken on this position to say that only countries who have an issue. This is what he's kind of released out there, and I surmise it, right? Not necessarily say verbatim, but only countries that are having an issue, or America sees that there's an issue that they release an ambassador from. In the exact same paper that he says that. In the exact same paper, they have identified Herschel Walker as the ambassador to the Bahamas. Now, I know we got to be able to read more information about that to find out when he's going to strategically be placed here in the country, and they have all the ceremony, the pomp and pageantry associated with it. But it's peculiar that United States of America under the Trump regime, or this dispensation of the Trump administration, I think they wanted to do it last time also, but it was at the end, at the very end of Trump's reign. I think he was dealing with a lot of COVID-19 and trying to figure out if we could just be able to get a ray of light and just shoot it in there. And talking about whether or not we could just be able to drink some bleach or take chlorine. I don't know. Do you remember this stuff? He was dealing with a lot of the issues with COVID-19. So were we in our country. And they didn't necessarily get to being able to identify an ambassador. But there was an ambassador that was identified and was ascending to the position of being able to talk about and I know, how do I know this? Because we interviewed the person here. We interviewed them here, right? And we had a good conversation with them. And then they have, you know, things evolved and they found themselves strategically in a position where they're identified as an ambassador, someone who has been here in the country for a very long time. I just reached out to him the other day. He's good. And that's Doug Glassman, all right? Douglas Glassman, right? And I think that's, if I'm saying his name right, right? He was here, and he was supposed to be able to ascend to a position of ambassador for the country. Well, that we obviously know that never happened. Trump lost, and, you know, that was washed away when the Democrats took over and being able to find President Biden in that kind of position. So things really took a different turn. But under the Democratic rule, there wasn't a great deal of emphasis placed on formalizing the relationship. There was a lot of undertones. If I can say this, if we can have this very clear conversation, similar to the USAID enlightenment and the information that's coming to the forefront, there has been an agenda. There has been, whether it's pronounced or subtle, in where the funds have been placed, there is an agenda designed to be able to push a particular mindset or agenda, a desire to come to the forefront, as opposed to formally coming to the forefront and saying, hey, listen, keep your relationships at bay. Keep the Chinese influences and the coercion, and you continue to be able to genuflect towards them. Keep those things at bay. Keep this sort of an idea that the United States or China as a state has taken on this position to be able to fortify nations, especially throughout the Caribbean, with this quote-unquote Silk Road project and ensuring that they could be able to lend capital at 2%. This is what's happening. This is what America is saying to us, that they want us to be able to keep those things at bay. China, who is giving you finances, infrastructural development concepts and ideas, finances, capital, to be able to fuel those particular things the world over. Come on, talk to me. The world of throughout the entire Caribbean. If you need money, you bond together, you identify a project, you identify the infrastructure, you put those things together, you present that maybe to the ambassador in your particular space, and then it ascends to China, and they consider those particular things. If you get the loan, you only get to pay 2% back, 2% interest on the thing. 2% interest on the thing. and you want us to reject this sort of an idea where funds are coming into us, when they gift us over $10 million for a stadium that we ain't gonna use, and after we ain't use it, they come back and say, we can fix it for you this time, eh? We can fix it for you this time. And they fix it to no cost of us, no cost, no evident cost at the forefront. But obviously, ain't no free lunch. We can pay for something one day. Talk to me. And you want us to be able to keep that at bay, this coercion at bay, the relationship at bay, the infrastructure, the desperate infrastructure that the Caribbean need, 46 million people throughout the entire Caribbean, all living from paycheck to paycheck for the most part, in this kind of a space. And China's coming in and saying, we can do this, this, and this. We can help you. And we're not seeing that commitment from the United States of America. We're not. This desire for power that you have, this desire to strategically put yourself and be identified as the world power, which no one's, you know, we're not even kind of negotiating, or you're not deflecting or trying to be able to say that you're not. We're not doing that. But your desire to kind of put your chest out there and say who you are has nothing to do with the investments that you've made. You need to make investments for transformation. These investments under the guise of USAID that went to strategic divisions, whether here in the country, throughout the Caribbean, to be able to help with one thing or another, similar to what has happened in Mozambique. Elon Musk spoke incorrectly when he had his son on his shoulder sitting in the Oval Office. Very disrespectful, Elon. You need to get your life together. Nonetheless, he had his son on his shoulder sitting down to talk about real national issues and indicating that there's $50 million going for condoms in Gaza, which is incorrect, inaccurate. That $50 million went to condoms in Mozambique. Nonetheless, there's $50 million going to condoms, right? And this is something that the United States of America has been fueling for years. Somebody getting paid, because the AIDS rate in Mozambique, and if there's not simultaneously education about how to be able to utilize these things, the necessity of these things, then this is a slush fund. This is a slush fund, USAID. Okay? And I know that some of that had to trickle through our borders. Some of that had to trickle through our borders, but it was informal. It was subtle. This sort of an idea of being able to perpetuate a particular agenda as opposed to the formality that you're coming to the forefront with now. But let me say this to you, because I know CARICOM, they're going to tell you. What we need is money. We need relationships. You then start off all kind of tariffs with the United States, with Canada. You start off tariffs with China. You start off tariffs with Mexico. You're leaning heavy on tariffs. Europe pushing back on you. You're trying to be able to identify those things. You're going to Europe and stand up in their face and indicate their incompetence in certain areas, their inability to be able to deal with certain things, and your ability to stand strong. You did everything that you're going to do, and no one's going to tell you the truth. We need money. We needed to be to forge a relationship. Now, at the beginning of the relationship that the United States of America seek to forge with us was this idea of being able to take the worst of the worst criminals and being able to harbor them in our borders. El Salvador already take care of that for you, eh? El Salvador already said to you, we are going to house these men. They wouldn't even know how to stand straight no more if you look at the documentaries on El Salvador prison. They wouldn't even know how to stand straight no more. Everywhere they go, they just bend down to walk. And if the United States of America could be able to place them in there, El Salvador said we could do it for pennies on the dollar. It'll be significant to El Salvador, but it'll be little cheap things. Now, that's going to cost some stuff in America. All the federal prisons and all the prisons is big money in the States, so that means that some money will be moved away from America. But it'll be in an effort to make America great again. I'm sure you can get pushback from that in the courts. I'm sure they can get pushback. But as you look at these things, we need to forge a relationship with America that profits the Bahamas, specifically. And then if you want to be able to kind of expand it into the region, it has to profit this region. The relationships we have, it can't be able to take the mess of what exists in America and kind of, fold it into our islands in the Caribbean. these asshole islands, as Trump called it during his last time. It has to be a relationship where we can be able to thrive and you thrive. For instance, a lot of the Canadian food stores are now shifting their position and being able to produce out of America as a result of the 25% tariffs. They have decided to leave Canada and go to America to produce. America is an all-consuming nation. 300 and nearly 50-some million people. 350-some million people. All-consuming nation. Canada, not so much. These are people who still just eat all their garden in the back. Many of them. Things are shifting, but there's a traditional concept that exists within the bosom of these particular places. Things are shifting. We have to find our strength. Open up for technology. Open up for the concept and idea of agricultural development. Open up for these concepts of being able to produce something. We have to open up for these things and start to negotiate our way into a better position as a nation. We've been consumed with these concepts of anchor projects that haven't taken us anywhere. And if it's looking the way that it's looking, America may not necessarily have money for another 3 years in terms of disposable income. They've got to get themselves back. We got to talk like this, man. We need to talk like this. We need to talk like this. Because this only goes back to what I've been telling you about our lack of vision in this country. We wait until the world collapses before we decide to be able to do something internally from a leadership standpoint. And I don't understand how y'all just be content with these things. You know, well, they're doing the best they could do. You know, the government running, I don't want to hear that, man. I just don't. Because the governments have been running and they've continued to run. The government in Turks and Caicos running right now. They just had a new election. But they have a significant overflow of illegal migrants that live there. Is there a vision for that? The government in Haiti running. But there is significant corruption that exists in this particular places. Gangs and gang lords are taking over Haiti significantly where this there has been a spike in sexual abductions. And rapes and so forth and so on. As a result of these particular things, Haiti is falling. But from the surface, we could say it's running. Are you content with this? Santo Domingo, they're running. And in 1 year, they've recorded almost 100,000 people. 100,000 people with HIV. They're running. Cuba, they're running. And simultaneously, as they run, at least months on end, they had no power and a significant mass exodus out of Cuba. 3 million people have left. How can we be so comfortable to say that something is running and we don't see no proficiency? We don't see no productivity. We don't see no sustainability. We don't see no opportunity for growth, no access, no opportunity for your children. Children, my God, the only thing we could see is us to be able to survive in this space. That's all we're here to do. We just got to eat a little bit so we don't die today. But we are patiently waiting on death and quietly in our minds hoping for the thing because there's no real life here. We've relegated to a space where we call the Bahamas an unreal place. Where our politicians have taken on a position casually, very flippantly, and say it is what it is, and that has become law and practice amongst us. It's become fleshed and live amongst us. And you're content with that. You're content with calling the radio station and saying, well, the country running, you know, they're doing the best that they could do. If this is the best they could do, we don't need them. Just like the single woman who had a boyfriend and he started to beat her by herself. He started to beat on her. They're together now. She thought she could do better and she realized I could do bad all by myself. I don't need no man to come into my space who is supposed to be a leader, who's supposed to be a protector, who's supposed to be a provider, who's supposed to be able to create an environment to cast a vision for us to move. I don't need you to come into my space and beat on me and cheat on me and mess on my forehead and call it peanut butter. I could do bad all by myself. But we haven't woken up to that. We haven't. We're content and relentlessly hopeful, gasping, holding our breath to hope that the next dispensation of leaders will be better than the last. And we know that is a lie. That is a lie. We have to have a real conversation. America has found its huevos. America has found its strength. America is reminded of who they are and their strength. They are reminded financially that if China has more money than us, we have strategically placed throughout the entire globe seeds of democracy that has to be able to come home now to roost. We have to be able to get money back or get value back for what we've placed in these particular subsectors and regions all the world over. And now they're calling it home. Remember our relationship. Remember our commitment. Remember what we've done for you. Stop talking to China. And now we got to make a decision. We have a commitment that to make throughout the entire region. We've done these particular things. Now we get to make a decision. America has found its strength again. When is our government going to find their strength? When is our leadership going to find their strength? When they can talk to us and be real. You can't deal with simple issues in the front of you. You want to deal with global issues. How the hell we can do anything but any climate change? Place more energy on being able to do something local. Let's talk about that. Get the news. We'll be right back after this.
The Foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
Do you have uncontrollable debt? Are you ready to make that move to Fidelity for a stress-free future? These loans have a built-in savings plan that pays you unbeatable interest. Ask about our debt consolidation loans today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity. We're good for you.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles, and it's only a click away. Visit www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected, live your life. It's good to be alive.
Now let me see now. 326 ETIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill, and Fire Trail is too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m., on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
I'm talking about. That's what America wants. Nice and calm. You're almost there. Don't mess this.
Oh no. It's a cultural divide. I'ma get it on the floor.
You really about to do it?
40 acres and a mule. This is bigger than the music.
You really about to do it?
Yeah, they tried to rig the game, but you can't fake influence.
They get on it like that.
Hey, I'm tripping, I'm sliding, I'm riding through the back like duck.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. I had to let you know that. I think everybody's consumed with this entertainment but don't understand the messages and the implication that exist in this particular space. We got to talk like this and stop being soft. Allow your back like the El Salvadorian prisoners to be able to be bent without a very clear understanding that the freedoms and the liberty that exist within the confines of our sovereignty, of our constitution, it causes us and calls for us to stand strong. Yeah, you're entertained by these things. You're entertained by these things. You're entertained. That's what America likes. Yeah, they want you to be subservient. They want you to be soft. They want you to reject the idea of your sovereignty and accept the democracy and the strength that exists in these. Because we have done or we've paid dues as it relates to the democracy. We've planted seeds the world over. How do we expect those things to come home to roost? But there is a cultural divide, the culture that exists in our particular spaces. As soon as you remember your sovereignty, your strength, as soon as our politicians forget, they have to forget themselves, their pursuit, their pleasure, and stand on purpose as soon as they wake up. As soon as you understand, no matter the number that we have, it's only the conviction in our heart. As soon as you remember the 300 chase 10,000, you'd realize that conviction exists here. But you're sitting here and you're having a conversation, genuflecting to the former relationships that you had with America and your current relationships with capital that you expect and you accept from China. You are conflicted. Conflicted as a nation. Conflicted. And leadership has placed us in this position. Conflicted. You're sitting down here crying about what America can do, crying about China can do, how everyone around you make a determination as to whether or not you move or you don't move. You forget. You forget. And you keep going back and voting for these people. I don't understand you. I don't understand me. Oh God, I vote for the DNA. I vote for this. I vote for that. And nothing. And then this kind of an idea creeps in. And then they say, well, you know, it is what it is. That's the prevailing thought in our society. That has charged the atmosphere. That after a young girl gets raped in the bush and wakes up in death, ravaged, and we find her later on, our society's posture is, well, you know, this Nassau, crime all over the place, it is what it is. After three-year-olds get raped and ravaged by men who're supposed to have all their faculties about them, our society goes on in this posture and position, indicating that it is what it is. After illegal migrants and those persons that are visitors to our shores finding small spaces to be able to hide in so they could merely survive in our spaces and take our jobs and then get frustrated when things don't go their way and tell you, give you a Colombian necktie and say to you, it's more us than them. And you get outraged for 2 seconds. And then you get back to the point you say, well, you know, it is what it is. You society that have been charged by the incompetence and the lackadaisical posture of your leaders have to reject these lousy men. You can't get nowhere with that. You're between a rock and a hard place. Death is inevitable for all of us. My God, we might as well go down fighting for something that we believe in. But you're cowards. You're afraid to stand. So you genuflect to America, and then you make a backroom deal with China, and then you come back and tell America, no, it ain't really so. You know, we could give you another piece of property down here to make you feel content, but we want everybody to get along, except the Bahamian people. Except the Bahamian people. To hell with us. To hell with you, your children, the next generation, your dreams, your hopes, your aspiration. Take these chicken wings, make sauce, and shut up. They will threaten you even with the one liberty that we have in our society that pulls everyone together. They will threaten your guts out with it and tell you it ain't gonna happen, and you're shaking in your boots to genuflect and comply. And what's that one thing? Chunkano. The one thing that has pulled everybody together, church people, barroom people, people out there who, doctors, lawyers, criminals, everyone, that's the one entity, an event that has pulled everyone together, and they will threaten your sovereignty even with that. And you accept it. Every step of the way, you have been nothing but compliant, and you have never complained. You've accepted it. You have grumbled, then you shut up, and you get right back to it. And you murmur and cling on to the words of the atmosphere. Well, child, it is what it is. As you put your hands up in the sky, reaching for God, the only thing you feel is that cloud of depression that seep into your veins and tell you, baby, this the Bahamas, it is what it is. You accept that. You accept that. And then you read in the newspaper that America, big, bold, bad, and strong, could tell you, watch out for your relationship without you dealing with China, eh? Watch yourself. Watch yourself. And you forget something. I listened to one of the clips just now from, and I see your telephone calls, the lines are wide open, I can take this call right now. I listened to one of the clips just now, and I think it's Michael. Right? Sitting on one of the other shows and saying he don't understand. He think the Chinese government is sponsoring these. Let's see. I don't like naivete or the perception of naivete being able to spill into a formal setting on traditional media for people to ingest on a day-to-day basis. If you can say it, be clear about what you're saying and make people understand what you're saying. Be clear about it. China is a communist country. Nothing happened in China without the Chinese government. There is no such thing as an entrepreneur in China. But Jesus God, you don't make no sense what you're saying. This ain't make no sense. To assume that all this productivity and activity is going on because you see a bustling society where everyone has their sector from they was born. They had an assignment from they was born. They are on a marathon run while all of us try to be able to cling to this democracy that's being peppered and sprinkled over our nations, sprinkled over our children, this idea of liberty and this idea of rejection and rebellion that's being fed to our children on a day-to-day basis. China don't eat that. China don't eat none of that. They're on a marathon. They eat their white rice. They shut their mouth and they do as they're told. They are a communist nation. And those who are here, what is here based upon the release of them being to be here with an objective. Come on, man. You need to be clear about this. You need to be clear about this. And I don't have no problem with that. And Cuba might have been doing it too if they didn't have an embargo. And they're still doing it. Cuba's still doing it. You think Marco Rubio them is? These are Cubans. You ever been to Calle Ocho? You ever been to South? Listen, is when I decided to go to China, to Cuba to school. The objective of going to Cuba to school, I had to make a decision. I knew that I needed a second language for communication, right? I was 18 years old and I had to make this decision. I knew that if I want to move to South Florida, based upon proximity, based upon the fact that I still won't be able to access my homeland, right? I knew that I needed another language. Now, if I want to live in South Florida, there's two predominant languages. There is either Spanish or Haitian Creole, not French, Haitian Creole. I had to decide as to whether or not I wanted the Spanish or the Haitian Creole. I decided, based upon looking at the economic background of those particular entities, those two ethnicities or cultures that exist in South Florida, I decided to gravitate towards the Spanish. They have connections, they have relationship, they are involved in government, they had the wet foot, dry foot, they had legal status in the United States of America. And they did all that, formalized all that, and became a part of the community because of infiltration. They understood it. They understood infiltration. And that's why I learned Spanish in an attempt to move to South Florida. But then, you know, my wife come there with a bat in her eyes and a rude voice. And I say, you know, I think I like this one. Yes, we as men like bad treatment sometimes, praise Jesus. But you have to be clear about these things. You guys are delusional. You're delusional. And I don't mean this to do with anything to do with Michael. I'm just talking about this kind of an idea. If you see a Chinese, you believe that there is entrepreneurialism. Where in the world, Jesus, they get the capital from to be buying up these things? Where they get the capital from? Where they get the capital from? Where? Where? You can't get no money. All of us black together right here. We have no access to nothing. We have to band together as individuals historically to identify how to be able to get our money up through ASU, historically. We have to buy, as much as we don't like these people, we have to put our money with them so we can have something, so they can have something. I'm helping them and helping you, and you all don't like each other. But this is the only way that we had liberty, access, and opportunity historically. China is a government. They're a communist government. And they're tethered directly to the Chinese government. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. They have a plan. America has a plan. They have placed the seed of perceived democracy the world over, and now the fruits thereof, they're coming for them. They have a plan. We have nothing. We sit down here and decide whether or not the sovereignty that we continue to enjoy, even we question that. The culture that we call our own, we question that. The position that we call our own, we question that. We question that. And so we sit in this particular space like a hamster with no wheel or with a broken wheel. We do our best. And when somebody asks you, child, how you doing? Child, I'm right here trying to do. This is the posture that we feed our children. The next generation wants nothing to do with it. They want nothing to do with it. They would rather die. I spoke to this one lady, one young girl the other day. I can't remember where I met her. Jesus, I just was telling my wife this. I can't remember where I met this girl. She's telling me she had 8 jobs. And it was, she said she had 8 jobs this year. She got 8 jobs this year. She told me she was riding a Craven. I can't remember what all these things she said to me, but she had 8 jobs in 1 year. 1 year. The concept and idea of sustainability, the concept and idea of commitment, of longevity, of endurance is elusive to the young children in our society. They don't believe, not because they're pursuing entertainment, they don't believe there's anything here for them. And that our society is confined to a traditional concept and they only could get in where they fit in. As soon as they become a disruptor, as soon as they talk about this concept of being able to change something that they look at as the issue and they leave. Their idea of being able to find sustainability is paired with a desire to be able to retain entertainment. So they look at things like gaming. They look at things like coding. They look at things like whatever you could do with this telephone, offshore jobs. They look at all these things that seeks to detach them, even whilst they're here, from this society. Because they want the best of both worlds. They want the laziness and the laissez-faire and the kickback nature of the Bahamas. But they want to be able to get top-tier dollar for whatever labor that they put in there. They're merely existing in this society. And our governments do nothing about it. I watch this clip, guys. I watch this clip. I watched this clip, and this man from Andres, y'all see the clip? I would play the clip for you, but he cussing it. I watched this clip. I can see if my producer could take the cuss out. I can let you hear the clip. And he crying. Big grown man. He said he's 52 years old. 52 years old. I normally get $600 for all these things. I said, I did it. Come on, man. Jesus, God. And he cried. He mad. Because they tried to give him $100 for his things. And he worked hard. Listen, he wiping his tears and they record him and driving. And he worked hard. And as we watch that, we ingest it and we say, that's bad, eh? And then we flip over to the next screen and subconsciously in our mind, we say, it is what it is. He say he got the best tomatoes, the best cucumbers, best onions, and mussy cabbage. I don't know what else he got. Honest to God, I want a box right now. Jesus could tell you that I mean that. Sir, I would send you $75 for your box right now. Right now. If y'all know him, call him. Put a little nice little box together for me. Put it on the plane and I can pick that up. I send you $75 right now. Right now. I like them. My wife can make nice little soup and things like that. I like that. And I like to eat local. But we look at this, and our leaders would rather have a conversation about what their potential is that goes way over our heads. Way over our heads. A conversation about whether it's climate change and this concept and idea of contributing to a global initiative to ensure that we align with what's happening in our partners and blah, 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 blah. All this kind of garbage, whatever they're doing. A conversation about the fact that we want to be able to help Haiti, but it has to be a Haitian-led initiative. And we don't, we're wasting our time and energy trying to be able to ensure that this could be a Haitian-led initiative and we could do all these things. You're doing everything for every Jesus body. And we here, right here. But oh my God. Well, what about the food down the road? And what about the nurses who can't get their money? And what about the issues that they're having with NIB? And what about the fact that as simple as being able to fix this hole in the road and patch these things, as simple as these things, you can do none of these things, but you're worrying about all these mammoth problems that existed before us, and well after you're gone, they can be right there. And people can't eat today. You talking to these people about mammoth issues, they sitting down trying to figure out how they could get a Bunsen burner and noodles tonight to exist today. You're talking about existential issues that you could be able to try to fix and trying to pontificate about these things. Our prime minister come here and try to revive the nostalgia of a relationship between him and Mia Motley. For who? Not for us. We don't care about Mia Motley. We here in the Bahamas. We good for her. We can throw a couple claps away. Send a couple conversations online and say, very good to see a woman in these kind of positions. Very good to see her strength. But we're not concerned about your relationship and whether or not you went to school with her. We're concerned about whether or not you have the conviction to make a decision in the confines of our sovereignty. And y'all want me to vote for y'all again. Y'all send this list out here. We can talk about this list right now. Y'all send this list out here to me. I can read the list. Howard, this could be fake news. I can tell you it said fake news. It said fake news. It said fake news. This is the list that they sent out. The PLP candidates, Jerome Fitzgerald, Marathon, Simeon Wilson, Fort Charlotte, Paco Deal, Pine Ridge, Clara Claire Scott, Lukaya, Clint Watson, Yamacraw, Chester Cooper, Exuma, Ginger Moxie, 8 Mile Rock. And this is a peculiar thing for me. This is very peculiar because 8 Mile Rock seat doesn't exist. Okay. Ginger Moxie, 8 Mile Rock, Leslie Miller, Bryce Seabreeze, Southern Shores, Bradley Roberts Jr., Marco City, Senator James Turner, High Rock Edge. I don't know what this is all about. Sound like you already then had a conversation with the Boundaries Commission. This is very peculiar. I'm not going to fight you, but this is what exists. And then Bimini and Berry Islands, Senator Randy Rowe. And then the next thing I see, they say it's fake news. Now, I'm not supposed to have these kind of conversations with you out of decency, out of the formality. and the formal approach that we talk about, and not this salacious idea of being able to just talk to you about these things, but I got to put it out there for you. I can let you know this is what I've seen. And in the midst of being able to identify these things, the FNM put one out. And I can tell you what the FNM one says. Dr. Nick Fox, Fox Hill. Mandel Miller, Baintown. Travis Robinson, Fort Charlotte. Lincoln Deal, Kalani. Vanessa Scott, Nassau Village. Heather McDonald, Angliston. Dana Lee, Penn Mackey, Southern Shores. I saw her in the shirt, so I guess that's what it is. Arinthia, I suppose it's Comalafe. They couldn't spend Comalafe. They just put Arinthia, like they know the woman person. Anyway, fine, I'm not going to fight you, right? Carmichael, Senator Cartwright, St. Barnabas, Marathon, Heather Hunt, Freetown, Nobody, St. Anne's, Adrian White, and Centerville, Nobody. I'm sick of y'all. All of y'all. I'm sick of y'all trying to play with me. Don't play with me. Don't play with me. I decent. I'm not going to come on the radio and tell you who to play with. I decent. But I'm sick of y'all trying to play with my emotions. I'm sick of y'all. Y'all don't have the punch no more, so you're looking for a feeler. You're putting this information out there to see how people can come back to you and how they can respond to this particular one and say this and that, so you can be able to devise what you can and paint it the way that you must to ensure that you strategically put these people where you believe that there is more support for them. I'm sick of y'all. Sick and tired of y'all. Your indecisive posture, your idea that you would always be able to move with whims of time, or your lack of being able to stand on conviction, to identify the strengths of an individual and pair it with the desires or the needs of a particular constituency and pair those two. I'm sick of y'all. Lousy. Slothful politicians. 70 years ago, the PLP didn't have this opportunity. They only had their voices, their strength, their determination to stand and to speak. They didn't have all these mechanisms. You've lost that, and you've lost your connection with the people. And so now you're going to come to us and manipulate us with these particular concepts and ideas and release it into the environment for us to be able to tell you yay or nay. Well, sir, I ain't see it. How about that? I don't know. When you ask me, I don't know. Make your own decision. And allow your people to get slaughtered. Because if you come out here with names and no manifesto, to be able to indicate what your grand vision for the country is, a vision that has to do with the people in Eleuthera who want water, oh God. A vision that has to do with the people who in Andres who want opportunity. A vision that has to do with the people in Nassau who want to go back home and be able to get a piece of property to live. A vision that has to do with being able to create a livable wage. A vision that has to do with true empowerment. A vision that has to do with transparency. A vision that has to do with the fact that all the back pay that you got for us, pay us. If you ain't got that, get from around me. Lines open, guys. 323-6232-325-4316-325-4259. Let me take this telephone call before we go to break. Caller, go ahead.
Yeah, hello, Howard.
What's up?
You know, this conversation, I just came in. I was listening for maybe half an hour. I appreciate what you're saying. And so, you know, it's so real. You know, I like when you go on this monologue. But, you know, Howard, the masses, right? I don't know what the concept is, you know, but politics, if you look at politics and its legacies in the Bahamas and it relates to the vision of the country or whatever, right? And so you know that they lack vision, but they're full of man-made decision.
Mm-hmm.
And so somebody said that they have kept the inner city impoverished for a reason, right? A social treason to say, well, you know, people pass through and then you deify the politician and he comes along with the public taxpayers' money in his tool bag, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then use that to play GLP in the people. I mean, but it's a repercussion of this and this over and over. But one of the things I would like to say is that the simplest thing that we keep saying every day, unify, right? And so all of this BS in all of the international arena about inclusivity and equality, these things are BS to me, you know. because when the human race at large recognize that there's no such thing as equality as long as you have a minority making decisions and ruling the majority, you know, then there's no such thing as free. Calvin, give me a break. What I'm saying is the public must realize the power in unity, and so that when you have the minority ruling the majority, that doesn't make sense. And so there's no such thing, because what you only have a say on election day, right? And then after that, the hell with you. So how could we get along with that? When we just keep letting people divide, and rule. Divide, fool, and rule, right? And then we expect to get a change, Howard Grant. It's a perpetual cycle.
That's what it is.
We need people to come together and put aside our differences, right? And stop all of this BS. And so we are unconscious about a lot of things, Howard. They had a show on the other day. The guy, I listened carefully. It was one, I think it was, I don't know who it was, but he was exposing the thing about arsenic in the rice. So the lady asked him, is there any name brand rice without arsenic? Look how long I was talking about arsenic in the chicken from the 30s, et cetera. But you don't know that. So that's what I was saying with capitalism. But we all embrace capitalism, mm-hmm. because we don't understand what it's really all about. It's about poisoning people, and then you find out later. So what I'm saying is, he said there's no rice without arsenic. Then you have the toxicologists that will come along and say that this amount is safe, and this amount is safe, 0.5 this microgram per liter. Well, listen to me. That's BS. No amount is safe. No amount of lead is safe. No amount of mercury is safe. No amount of arsenic is safe. Dioxin. See, this is how they've been duping us. They've been letting people educated fool the people who are uneducated, and then making you feel that something is safe. Howard, you see what I'm saying, right? That is capitalism, where people lie to the masses. You know what rhyme with masses, right? So we're going to continue in this perpetual cycle of nothingness, Howard, man, and tell the majority have as much power as the minority that rule us. Or, you see, a particular PM ducked the referendum, saying the people dumb. Give thanks. Time come.
I appreciate you, my brother. I'm going to take this quick emotion break, guys, and get right back after this.
The foundation. The foundation.
The Foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The Foundation. The
Foundation. Pinder is carrying a new line of tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in four colors: Sky Noir, Sky Azure, Sky Gris, and this one, Sky Glass. In this particular tile, I think you'll find coin gray, silver gray, cloud gray, and gray. All of these are seamlessly blended to make the Sky Glass one beautiful tile. The Sky series of porcelain comes in two formats, 24 by 24 at 530 a square foot, and 12 by 24 at 525 a square foot.
On Saturday, February 22nd, 2025 at 7 p.m., the Bahamar Convention Center will set the stage for an unforgettable celebration of 25 years of giving back and supporting healthcare education in the Bahamas. Experience a night of excitement with exquisite fine dining, captivating live entertainment, and an inspiring atmosphere as we come together to celebrate and shape a brighter, healthier future. Tickets are available now. Reserve your spot today by emailing dhfoundation@doctorshosp.com or calling 242-302-4640. Sponsorship opportunities are also available to show your support for this important cause. The Doctors Hospital Maya Rassen Foundation. 25 years of transforming healthcare and building a legacy. Don't miss this special celebration.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Bueller from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker, and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
Dominica Republic, destination for the team. When an all-expense-paid trip for two by sending three or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels. Yeah.
Esto está caliente.
Te barías.
Really hard.
Hola, hola from the DR. Taking pictures for the gram just to show you we are. GK money be the motion, papi, mamacita. Go to Chris Kennedy, the team is ready to start because
Dominica Republic,
perfect destination for the team. When an all expense paid trip for two by signing three or more money transfers to enter, what a deal. With Western Union, you get to see just how it feels, yeah. To see just how it feels, yeah. With Western Union.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Tell them breathe, let them boys to the cross, they walk around like thieves. What's up with these Draconio, trying to see Compton.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, just to remind you of who we are and where we are. I need to let you know something. They're not like us. They're not like us. And if you are merely entertained by the rhythmic platitudes without understanding the implication, then you too are lost. They are not like us. We, the people that propel them to a position of power, they have abused their authority and demolished our relationship with an expectation that we forget. But I'm here to remind you that they are not like us. That what we've gone through over 50-some years from the dreams that our forefathers had when they tucked us in quietly in the night to look for something and hope that their children, as wise men, that they could leave something for them, they have done their part. You forgot that, man? Did you forget your mommy them do their part? You forget your granddaddy them did their part? You wrapped up in this sort of idea of sweethearting and how much churn your granddaddy had and all these things that he had, all had a family. That is the element that you want to gravitate towards without understanding that these men and women labored and toiled and their hands calcified to work for something so you could have something, for you to be lackadaisical and then become a thief and a liar and a murderer. And you forget that there is a clear separation, that the borderline of segregation that existed, that separated the us from the them. I'm not talking about color. I'm talking about mindset. I'm talking about spirit. I'm talking about determination. That border that separated us was a clear understanding for the majority of us to push, because we are not like them. We're determined. We're community. We have strength. But you forgot it when money come in. You forgot it. You forgot it when that seed of democracy came here in the guise of liberty, in the guise of liberation, in the guise of opportunity, in the guise of capital. You've accepted that. You've eaten of that fruit. You've eaten of that fruit. When that thing came over from the Eastern world and you accepted that and ate of that fruit, you contaminate it now. And you contaminate the next generation. But these people are not who we are. And there is expectation that leadership rises up and be reminded that we are not like them and they are not like us. But we got to fight for what we believe in. And you're scared. Listen to me, man. I just want to let you know, proverbially speaking, I would rather die on my feet than to cower in the shadows and fade off into nothing. We got to believe in something bigger than us. And there's no leader that I see, not with these manipulation of politics being able to put out here, not with these words and platitudes that they hit and a rhythm of they didn't send that through 15 people to vet that, to come back to them. There is nothing that I see in leadership today, on the FNM side, on the PLP side, or any perceived independent that's coming to the forefront. There's nothing that I see that wakens anything in me to say, this is the guy. There is nothing. There is nothing that I see that awakens anything in me to say, oh my God, I think we found the guy. Nothing. And the entire nation sits back and waits until the guy shows up. Telephone caller, go ahead.
Hello?
Hey, go ahead, Carlo.
Yeah, Howard.
Hey, what's happening?
Not much. Rabbi Common Sense here.
Okay.
You know what? I'm almost feeling like you in itself.
Incoming voice call from
Safari Cooper. One moment. Okay. I'm afraid for the Bahamas as we move forward, you know. And I'm like you. Anyone telling you that behemoths are doing well in today, they lie into you. And I tell people, when someone tells you that, you should cut them off you and stone them with rock for telling such an egregious lie.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm disturbed that I can't find a political policy from either party that controls the narrative on behemoth empowerment. You know, it seems like every discussion that comes about seems to be a success that's promoted. I call it to promote it, do with a ball. You hear about the baseball players, tennis ball, basketball. You even hear about the lottery, Powerball. Or hear about someone that's playing and having the ball. Nobody is taking anything serious. This politics and religion has put the Bahamas living in a serious social illusion. I know you say you're from the rocks. And I know you remember to be able, your family, your mother may tell you, but even in Nassau, when before independence, when the Bahamas had their own nightclubs, hotels, little mini food stores, etc. And now it gets to the point that we're busy trying to go shop in a foreigner's, shop. Bahamians have to reach the point of understanding the Bahamas is like a monopoly game. But when they got started, they didn't get a $200. Mm-hmm. And if they got a few dollars to get started, every time they pass go and they can't pay, if they land on someone else's hotel, land on someone in a restaurant, land on someone's park, they got to do what? Either pay rent or go to jail.
My God.
You understand? I'm beginning to wonder. A while back, I wrote an article to The Guardian. It's called Idiots of the Village. In the Bahamas, I have to try to determine whether the Bahamas is a village full of idiots and we send our brightest to Parliament and that's the best they can do, or we are a village of geniuses who are so busy, we have no time to go to Parliament, so we just send the idiots. We have to choose which direction we need to go out.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. You did well. I want to thank you so much for being able to do that. I like the analogies that you brought to the forefront. And just to be able to, you know, double down on what you said, on Monday, February 24th, we're going to have a conversation with Raphael Munnings. We're going to be able to talk about Funky Nassau, concept that existed in this particular space. We're going to talk to him about his legacy, his family, his father's commitment. I think it was the cat and filler that he told me about. We're standing right outside here at the Nassau Guardian. And he points at Commonwealth Bank across the street. He said, that was the cat and filler. I said, what? He said, right. I said, right there. He said, yeah, the Commonwealth Bank, it was the cat and filler. I said, what the hell? I didn't know that. We talking. And I'm absolutely amazed, astonished by the idea of the history and the culture that existed in these particular spaces, and the next generation knows nothing about the power and that kind of commitment, that focus that the former generation had. The issue that we have in this country and the lack of monuments that speak to the history, especially of a black man, if you don't have these monuments, little children don't know that they can do it because they don't know that it was ever done. They just don't know. There's no commemoration. Ain't nobody going to seek out this information. You don't teach it to us. You tell us instead about 1492. And then the former generation would make a joke about it when Columbus lost his shoe. But you tell us and you drill down in our heads about 1492. Then you tell us about a genocide. You tell us about a genocide for the Dakine Indians, for the Taino Indians, and all of these particular persons, and an eradication of them during this particular time. You tell us about that. You tell us about the significant importation of slaves that came into this particular space and fed a particular religion, but you never tell us about the feet of a black man in this time, in this era, in this dispensation. You just don't tell us. How the hell we could know? How I could know, coming from Grand Bahama to Nassau after hear all these stories to know exactly where these strategic places was. I still don't know where the Savoy Plaza was. I know about it. I know about the concept and idea. I saw pictures of it, and I'm still trying to figure out, I wonder where this was. I think somebody said it was on Wolf Road. But I don't know. I can't even. I'm looking for, similar to the Tower of Babel, I'm looking for at least where the foundation existed. But people came in and eradicated even the foundations. The next generation who was looking for strength, who was looking for an example in their community that they can do it too. There's no example. There's no example. All we could see is statues and relics created by those in significant power, those who've rejected the culture and the position of who we are and band together and created oligarchies. That's all we could see. We pay homage to the men and women over the past generation who have eradicated even the view of strength of our forefathers. So we don't even know if we could do it. We don't know if we could do it. You know, they tell me about stories about grants. They tell me about these stories about grants. They tell me that grants own a wash house. They own wash house in the States. Everywhere they go, they have wash house. Now, I know some grants who owns a wash house. It's my family in 8 Mile Rock. Junior Grant, my auntie Eddie, and all these people, they own their own wash house in 8 Mile Rock. But then I heard stories about the fact that there is a contingent of grants that live in New York that have these particular things. They're entrepreneurs, and they have this strength and this kind of a social position that they've been doing and they've been working on in years. And then I read this story about the Grant boy. I watched this movie about the Grant boy who got shot in the train in New York, and he died there, right? And then you do some research, and you realize that these people is my cousin. Mother's sick. But I got to swim through these books to identify that there's no one who speaks of the heritage of who we are as a people, the heritage of the Rolls, the heritage of the Halls, the heritage of the Smiths, the heritage of the Wilchcombs, the heritage of the DeVos. There's no one that speaks to the strength of that one person who was defiant and determined to get to this space. But after we reach here, let's push dirt over the relics so the next generation could see themselves as feeble. I'm so sick and tired of y'all. Y'all don't even know what y'all doing. This is why they call it neocolonialism, because you black, just like us, and you don't even understand the post-traumatic stress, the post-traumatic, the PTSD that black people endure because of what they have to be, what they've dealt with, that's wrapped in their DNA, and you do nothing to amplify a space to show that there was strength before. Be reminded of your strength. Be reminded of your strength. You do nothing about it. Nothing about it. We have no history. We have no strength. We have no family. We have no camaraderie. All we have is a tethered community who you want to get together to decide to vote for you at a particular time. I am sick of y'all. Sick of y'all. But y'all don't want me to say that. How about you gotta calm down, baby? Don't let these people put your blood pressure up high. You got children. Watch how you're talking, baby, because you know you could lose your job. And you know how we can feed your children? This kind of language causes us to be here. Oh, baby, just keep it low right now. And it would always be a woman that bring this information to you, because that's how the slave masters have trained them. That they would buck the strongest Negro in the front of the entire congregation and allow the women and children to see that. And when they go back to their spaces, they say, hold on now, you ain't want to be like Tommy now. You see what happened to Tommy? Shut up and do what the master say do. And emasculate you, even from a mental standpoint, that the strength that exists in you, you now have to suppress that. And do as you say, like a horse or an elephant wrapped to a chair. You wouldn't even move because you never understood your strength. This is the society that we live in. This is the society. And we perpetuate and glorify, amplify and propel stupid Negroes who only have loud mouths to put in a position of power and authority that when something major happens and foreigners say, legislative and lawmakers in the Bahamas, then you have to ask yourself, did I actually make this idiot a lawmaker? Yes, you did. Guess where he is? Let me take a telephone call. Caller, go ahead.
Hey, Howard, how you doing?
I good, man. What's up?
Let me tell you what I like about your show today. This is not the first time you had to ask us to take sides with them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the last time when I sat back and look at it, I think all we end up is saying, we sovereign and we need to take sides and things. But you see, to me, this is bigger than this. That's why I like your show today. I think we need to look at how we can reap the benefits of being related to both sides of this. It's just my opinion. And stop looking at and be sovereign, not taking sides. Not taking sides with this. And I want to end with this. I don't want to go along with this. I like how you remind me about China being communist.
Oh, because I know we forget that. I know you forget that. You look at China and you think you see liberty, liberation. You think you see movement and progression. This is calculation. Oh, I don't know what you're looking at.
And also, we must remember China is really has overpopulated and is trying to get their people benefits in other countries. Like why you look at the picture you draw and also right there is the fact that that's why we have so many Chinese people taking over our food market. I gotta go, but I can talk with you. I love it, man. Thank you.
I appreciate your telephone call, my brother. I know you forget that. I know you forget that. I know you forget this is a communist country. Not with the progression that you move. You got your Samsung phone in your hand. You got your Huawei. You got all these things going on. You forget that this people is a communist people. You forget they cut off the people internet. You forget that. You forget they cut off the whole nation internet. And guess who'll say anything about it? Not one person. Only Chinese who come out of China and taste that kind of a fruit of democracy or the perceived fruit of democracy and liberty and make a determination that they will never go back to China. Only Chinese second generation who have grown up in a society outside of their native homes will come and say anything contrary to what they're building in China. Their mothers know. Shut up, baby. Don't say that. You don't understand. Their fathers know. They know. Oh, but you don't know. You don't know. You have no idea. I know you all forget China is not a democratic country. I know you forget that. These Chinese people broke, many of them. Not all of them. Many of them. They come here hustling. Now they driving Tesla. Not in a bad way. I'm not insulting nobody. I'm just simply saying the support that they had to come from somewhere. You have to get capital from somewhere. Who giving you the capital? Not our banks locally. Someone is giving you the capital. Where are you getting it from? Y'all don't want to talk like this with me. Y'all don't want to talk like this with me. This is not condemnation. This is not me being able to identify or vilify the Chinese government. This is not being able to vilify the American government. This is being able to vilify the lackadaisical posture of our leaders who don't understand what sovereignty and strength is. This is to be able to put a highlight, to be able to beam that down on the incompetence of leadership that existed over the past generation in this country. That you started off on a good wicket, but after you taste this kind of a seed, this taste, the flesh, oh, come and taste of my flesh. This is what democracy said to you. Come and taste of my flesh. It is sweet. And you taste that and become hypnotized, zombified in your pursuit to be able to get more and more and more. And you relentlessly pursue capitalism to be able to pull it to your bosom and don't care about the people that die in the pursuit of you being able to get something. You have forgotten your roots. That's why they call you a neo-colonialist. Because you're worse than the people who killed us before. But you look like us. My God, we confuse. We don't even know what to do. We can't kill you because you're our cousin. We're looking at you. We don't even know who the enemy is no more. You are not like us. You are not like us. They ain't your friends. Let's shoot and be straight with this. It's time for us to wake up Bahamas. And stop being casual in your approach. Let's deal with these particular things. Guys, you're going to see tomorrow God spare right, life right here on The Foundation. You'll see you later.
Turn his TV off. Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Chicken lovers, listen up. Popeyes is serving it up for you. Get 5 pieces of juicy, hand-battered bone-in chicken for just $10. That's right, 5 pieces of Louisiana-style flavor, fried to golden, crispy perfection for only $10. But don't wait, this deal won't last forever. Head to your nearest Popeyes today and grab your 5-piece for just $10. Popeyes, where the chicken's always worth the hype. Available for a limited time. Time only.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery chargers, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 3 2-3-5-2-6-7.